again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 15th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Mary Jo Salter, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1954. It's the birthday of Julia Child, born Julia McWilliams in Pasadena, 1912. A tomboy growing up, she never cooked anything, grew to be more than 6 feet tall, wanted to be a basketball star, then a novelist. Then after she met her diplomat husband, Paul Child, and they lived in China, she got interested in Chinese cuisine. At the age of 32, she started cooking. It's the anniversary of VJ Day, 1945, officially announced on this day, August the 15th, 1945, the Japanese surrender, the end of World War II. It began one of the most prosperous periods in American history. American factories had become more and more efficient throughout the war, and once it was over, they focused on consumer goods, of course. In the year following World War II, Detroit produced 2.1 million cars, a 2,500% increase from the year before. Factories started to produce washing machines and dishwashers and refrigerators and televisions. There were romantic reunions, of course, after the end of the war. 9 months after VJ in May 1946, 233,452 babies were born in the United States, the largest number ever in a single month in American history. And from May 1946 to the end of 1946, 3.4 million babies were born, the largest generation ever at that point. More than anything else, American families wanted houses. There was a great housing shortage at the end of the war. More than 500,000 families were living in Quonset huts. Many new couples had to move in with their parents. So the government provided a mortgage program for returning GIs. Developers began building houses by the tens of thousands. The Levitts of Long Island built more than 140,000 houses. The average one cost about $8,000, a mortgage payment of $65 a month. And every house included a stove, a refrigerator, and a washing machine. It was a period of economic growth that lasted for 30 years, and whenever politicians talk about the way things used to be, they're usually referring to that period right after World War II. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair entitled The Book of A. Raised during the Depression, my stepfather responded to the economic opportunity of the 1950s. By buying more and more cheap second-hand things meant to transform his life. I got this for $100, he said, patting the tractor that listed to one side, or the dump truck that started with a roar and wouldn't dump. Spreading their parts out on his tarp, he'd make the strange whistle he said he learned from the birds for a whole morning before the silence set in. Who knows where he picked up the complete A to Z encyclopedia, embossed in gold and published in 1921. They were going to take these to the dump, he said. Night after night, he sat up, determined to understand everything under the sun, worth knowing, and falling asleep over the Book of A. Meanwhile, as the weeks, then the months passed, the moon went on rising over the junk machines in the tall grass of the only world my stepfather ever knew, and nobody wrote to classify his odd, beautiful whistle, formed somehow in the back of his throat when a new thing seemed just about to happen, and no words he could say expressed his hope. A poem by Wesley McNair, The Book of A, from his collection Talking in the Dark, published by David R. Godin Publisher, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.